Reaching out to witnesses. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The House committee investigating the Capitol riot reported during a hearing 2 weeks ago text messages to witnesses attempting to influence testimony. And now former President Trump himself is accused of possible witness tampering.
A witness who has not yet appeared in select committee hearings was called by former President Trump, committee vice chair Liz Cheney says.
That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call and instead alerted their lawyer to the call.
Cheney says the select committee passed along that information to the Justice Department.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Biden's in Israel today, about to land in Tel Aviv on his first trip to the Middle East since taking office.
An arrival ceremony scheduled for the president when he gets to Israel. He'll meet with leaders to talk about the U.S.-backed Iron Dome system used to protect Israeli skies. Then he's heading to Yad Vashem, the country's official memorial to Holocaust victims. In a few days, he heads to oil-producing Saudi Arabia as the U.S. faces its gas price crunch.
Fox's Jaleno. The bodies of a man and his children missing for a week appear to have been found.
The bodies of three young children and an adult man have been found in a pond in Indianapolis, along with a car matching the description of Kyle Mormon's, who has been missing for a week. The Indianapolis Star reports that the Marion County Coroner's Office says it's working to positively identify them, but signs point to them being Mormon and his three children, ages 5, 2, and 1.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Elon Musk is sued by Twitter for attempting to back out of a deal to buy the company for $44 billion. The suit accuses Musk of, after signing the contract, trashing the company, disrupting its operations, and destroying stockholder value. Musk on Friday announced that he was backing out of the deal, accusing the company of concealing the amount of fake accounts on the platform. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox News has a source confirming there is a 10-year-old girl who'd been taken from Ohio to Indiana for an abortion.
The physician who cared for the girl, Dr. Caitlin Bernard, apparently leaked the story during an abortion rights rally. Dr. Bernard said she was initially contacted about the girl by a child abuse worker in Ohio, but for sharing details about the girl's case, Dr. Bernard's employer has now filed a HIPAA violation against her. Legal experts wonder why there is no record of a police report, noting that both the child abuse expert in Ohio and Dr. Bernard in Indianapolis are both obligated to report a child rape to authorities.
Fox's Trace Gallagher. The Labor Department's monthly inflation report comes out at the bottom of the hour.
We're going to be getting the latest consumer price index numbers. It's expected to show prices jumping more than 8% compared to a year ago, and prices still climbing from the last month. One big factor in all this, gas prices. The White House already trying to spin this latest report before it's released as out of date. A top official writing, the June CPI data will largely not reflect the substantial declines in gas prices we've seen since the middle of June. CPI data captures the average price over the course of a month.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Three men are charged in New York City with a scheme to sell handwritten Eagles lyrics.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
The men have been charged in a conspiracy involving the handwritten lyrics to the Eagles smash hit Hotel California. An indictment filed in state court in Manhattan accuses Glenn Horowitz, Craig Inciardi, and Edward Kaczynski of plotting to possess Don Henley's notes and lyrics for the song and other Eagles hits, including Life in the Fast Lane, and lying to auction houses and potential buyers about the manuscript's origins, which altogether are valued at more than $1 million. The men have pled not guilty. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Women, for the first time, are named to the Vatican office that vets nominations to serve as Catholic bishops. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.